Hello, we are back again. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. And our learning today is on chapter number 4 that deals with types of tourism. And in types of tourism, what our learning objective will be to know about the purpose behind tourism and accordingly the different type of tourism. Now, this is quite an interesting topic because it incorporates different types of tourism that we generally don't count and understand that it's a separate branch of a tourism, though falling under the umbrella of tourism. So different types of tourism is the chapter's topic today. We have seen the purpose of tourism, the experience that one learns. Now, with the changing times, the development that are happening around. Now, today people travel for different reasons. They have identified, and the service providers have picked up those elements and started calling them by different reasons. Why do people take tourism? All the traveling is characterized by wide range of motivation. What motivates people that results into a type of a tourism, and that's captured by the service provider, the travel organization, and travel planners calling it as a type of tourism. So these includes, now let us see some of this, beginning with leisure and recreation. The main purpose of any tourism, if there's no element of leisure and recreation, I think the purpose of traveling defeats if you have taken that as a tourism perspective. Visiting friends and relatives. This is happening more often with us because with our families extended in different parts of the world, that includes the Gulf, Australia, US, UK, and so on, people do travel to meet them. Sometimes friends, which could be anywhere in the world, relatives could be anywhere, especially the number of people from India who have migrated for better living or better standards or for education all fall under visiting friends and relatives and in short form VFR. People also travel for health, for better health, for medical treatment, for regeneration, for bringing or detoxifying, all these health reasons people travel. People travel for any religious activities, pilgrimage, or going down and meeting the rituals or vow someone would have taken. For that people travel, and education, business trip, and professional work. All these are purposes of tourism. It varies from person to person. It varies from the one who has taken the travel reasons, the tourism element with these type of characterization that we saw. The means of transport have become varied and faster. And as the transport becomes faster, new tourists emerge and people travel greater distances. Example for crossing Atlantic until the late 60s. And this information that I'm sharing with you is quite important, that until the end of 1960, there were no such wide-body aircraft or huge fuel-carrying aircraft that could fly non-stop for more than 5 hours, 4.5 hours. So a simple flight from Mumbai to London would possibly make 3 stops to refuel and land and refuel, land and so on. And likewise, I was mentioning Atlantic Ocean crossing until the end of 1960 was happening by ship. Many travelers from India traveled to their destination by ship. Father of the nation of India, Mahatma Gandhi, when he went for higher study to UK, he traveled by ship. and so on and so forth. People were going. Those Indians who migrated to South Africa went down by ship. People going to Gulf until the 80s were going by two famous ship, SS Dhamra, that they were traveling by ship. So the mode of transport has drastically changed. Today we account for a non-stop flight of more than 15 hours, trans-Pacific and transatlantic both. People are now flying from Singapore to New York, crossing Pacific Ocean, coming over continental US and into New York non-stop for more than 16 hours. Flight to Sao Paulo from Dubai flies more than 14 hours. There are a good number of flights non-stop for X number of hours. More than 12, 14 hours is now becoming very common with those who would like to travel long distances. So that is one of the reasons more people are traveling. They're combining more countries in their trip. Driving the growth within the industry is the growth and expansion of the middle class and the increase and their disposable income. Yes, we have now in major families, we India is blessed with 450 million middle class people. And this middle class people have more available income with them, so much that there are two incomes coming at home. Ultimately, with one, they run the family house and so on. And with one, they save and travel at least once in a year. These are why tourism is picking up in recent years. And we are talking of something like 1.3 billion international tourists arrivals in respective countries of the world. That's the reason tourism has picked up. More onto modes of transport. According to International Tourism Highlights, 2023 edition of United Nations World Tourism Organization, traveling for leisure and is now dominated by air. You would like to go down from Mumbai to Sydney, you take a flight. You are traveling to London, you take up a flight, maybe direct, maybe transit, Mumbai, Dubai, London, Mumbai, Doha, London, or Mumbai, London, non-stop. Yes. So the share of the leisure travel has slightly reduced. Of course, this is due to the COVID. But we are talking of 2019 and 2021. We have seen in previous chapters how this change happened because of the COVID and how in slowly in 2020, 21, 22, we are coming closer to what we had as a base for 2019, post-COVID era. Now, the share of air travel has decreased from 58% to 54% in 2021, while the share of road transport has increased. Why? Because within the flight, you are so closely linked to another co-passenger. And in the COVID era, everyone was really scared, which they learned as a lesson that yes, possibly I would catch up some disease like flu, like anything, COVID, because of the flight, because you are so close to one another. That's why a lot of people travel by bus or by their own cars. So this is the reason why it dropped from 2019 statistic. We see the 20. Now in 2021, more people are taking by bus, by car, and so on. So this is a purpose of tourism being explained with two different graphs. One is showing what we were in 2019 and what we are now. So basic tourism product offerings, once again, account on that. Starting with leisure trips, leisure, for recreation, for holiday, for fun, for just going and meeting some visit and friends and relatives. That's a business tourism. Then another product that is on offering is for business traveler. We will go into more detail on business tourism in the later part of our chapter, visiting friends and relatives, others, or miscellaneous. Step by step, we will go through all this. So when we talk of leisure travel, leisure, we understand, is holidaying, forgetting all your day-to-day activities, relaxing, enjoying, experiencing, all are the part of leisure trip. Are nothing but spending time with family for relaxation at a holiday spot or a tourist location. So you are just relaxing. You're not bothered what is happening in the world, which country has experiencing rainfall. No, you just read it, but you relax, you take it easy. So leisure is most important element is to relax. This is active wherein people or a tourist have to move from one place to another. Now, this activity of leisure trip cannot happen by just relaxing at home, because that is your another area of capture done by some of the scholars in tourism industry, and they call it staycation. A staycation term goes, you don't go anywhere, but you stay and have your vacation. That's called staycation. That is when you don't go to your work, you don't go to school, you don't go to college, you don't do any activity which you normally do, but you just relax, you put your feet up, you just relax, you just sleep, you relax. So that is one of the activity that tourism need, and that is relaxation. Staycation is becoming very popular, especially people who just want to relax and don't travel, because many times some of them experience the shortage of funds to finance their holiday product. So it is referred to as traveling, and people travel to enjoy and be personally away from their busy work schedule. Yes. That 9-to-5 culture, you are out of it when you are relaxing, when you are on a leisure holiday. You are just forgetting what is happening around and you relax. So that's some of the counts on leisure trips. Then people take up in leisure trip holiday trips. And what happens in the holiday trip? The purpose is, again, relaxing, rest, and some part of enjoyment. Definitely, enjoyment could be anything. Whatever you get satisfaction of that, from that enjoyment, that could be very personal as well. But you do find some enjoyment that is part of your holiday trip. And this trip are called holidays. Most of these holidays are taken in family group, couple, or with groups of friends. Generally, holiday, which means more than one person, generally. But yes, there are solo travelers emerging now who are enjoying their holiday on their own. They don't have any partner, companion, family member, friend traveling with them. They are just one lone person enjoying. Yes, that's also an element of leisure trip. Sometimes people may choose to go on a holiday by themselves. I just mentioned to you that, yes, I'm going on my own to Dubai. I will take my own time to take up a city tour. I may not take a city tour. I may just put my feet up and relax on my hotel bed, or I would watch from my hotel window. I will watch at the traffic moving. I would come down and stroll in the garden, walk nearby the beach, whatever. These are also some people who have picked up these as a holiday and a leisure trip. The majority of the holiday lasts less than 2 weeks. This is very important to be noticed. Not because you are short of funds, but one believes that in a span of 2 weeks, he has got used to the place that he has visited or she has visited, and it is more than enough. Let's call it a day and go back. I know some of the leisure traveler that within third or fourth day, they start missing their home. They start missing their home food and so on and so forth. So yes, but as a understanding, the majority of the holidays last just less than 2 weeks. That is why many visas that are being offered upon arrival to international tourists are having a validity of 15 days. Because if you want for more than 15 days, then you have to apply through the consulate or the embassy in the country of your origin from where you take up a flight so that you get more than 2 weeks. And if there is a specific reason, then you can stay more than 2 weeks in a foreign country that you have planned your leisure trip to happen or where you have planned your holiday trip to take place. You take in the leisure trip short break. What do we mean by short breaks? Which means the duration here is short and is about less than a week. 4 days, 5 days, 3 days, 2 days, 1 night, short breaks. And people come back very fast. Short breaks. These are becoming more popular because some of them are taking more such break. Many holiday makers, many employees, many human beings can't find time to spare it one go for more than 10 days. They don't mind traveling 2 times in a year with a break of 10 days, 8 days in 2 installments, but they don't take up 15 days. Many corporates are finding it difficult to take more than 15 days leave. Because we are so interdependent in a corporate, many of them don't take more than 2 weeks, maximum, majority. There was an official statement that was made by a corporate executive, the corporate head of the department, that if I can be without you for 2 weeks, which means 3 weeks that you are asking for a holiday, or a 4 weeks holiday, or a month holiday, if I can be without you for 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks, then it means we don't need you. Which means we cannot continue employing you. Well, that's not for all, but there are areas where you are told by your employee or your HR that yes, maximum you can get is 15 days. After 15 days, you come back to work and then travel again. We are talking about the short breaks. The reason why short breaks have become very popular these days. So you go 4 days, 1 week, once in a 6 month, and likewise you complete, if you get a 1 month leave, you have completed that in 2 breaks or 3 breaks. And you are getting your job continued. At the same time, you are reasonably back with your work track with a short span of time as well. We have city breaks, which means taking a break, also becoming more common. As the name suggests, a city break is a short holiday or 2 or 3 night break taken to a city which is more need tourist attraction and facilities. So you go down to specific city where you think there are supply chain of 2-3 tourism products which you would like to do and come back. That's all. Don't spend much of time. City break where one city has been picked up by you as your destination. You don't do more than that. That's called city break. One of the airlines was offering their packages titled as city breaks, which means you are going on a particular airline, say Mumbai, Hong Kong. Then from Hong Kong to get your next connection onward, possibly to Japan, to China, anywhere in America, you are staying or taking a break in the city of Hong Kong for 2 nights so that you can see the city of Hong Kong in that 2 days break, and that was termed as city breaks. We counted on short breaks. We counted on holiday trips. Now we discuss the city break. So people coming to Mumbai, people going to Dubai, 2 nights, 3 nights as a city break was more than enough for people, and still people do this. Both have, so two popular destinations for city break in Maharashtra are Mumbai and Pune. So people from Nagpur, people from Ratnagiri, people from Kolhapur, they love to come to Mumbai within Maharashtra just for a small city break for 2 days in Mumbai, 2 days in Pune. And those city breaks are very popular. Likewise, travelers in Europe, for example, would go down from Paris to Amsterdam for 2 nights or 3 nights and come back. And likewise, from London to Belfast, or from London to Manchester, or from Paris to another city of France. So both have some tourist attractions and people go there. We spoke in detail about that. Also, they are both very easy to get to. Tourists from India can travel to this location by air, road or rail. That is why Mumbai is gearing up to take up big flow of tourists in the following year, when our metro network, Bandra Kurla complex, will be functional. That will connect Mumbai south to the path of Mumbai where metro will be functional, say from Sips Andheri. So that will connect to two airports, domestic and international, Terminal 1 and Terminal 2. It will connect to Siddhi Vinayak Temple. It will connect to Mahalakshmi. It will connect you to Mumbai Central Railway Station, Chhatrapati Shivaji Terminus. It will take you further to Kaf Parade. That will encourage domestic tourists to come and stay in Mumbai for 2 nights, 3 nights, etc. Primarily business tourism. Now we pick up absolutely new topic called business tourism. This is also known as MICE tourism by well understood terminology. So what is business? What is business? Primarily business tourism activities include meeting, attending of meeting, conferences and exhibition. So there is also an element in the MICE terminology called incentive and exhibition or events. But business tourism, broadly defined, for travel for business activities, attending conference or attending meetings. So MICE, as I said, stand for meeting, incentives, conference and expositions. Could be it is also referred as exhibitions, okay, or events. All of this are accepted in the MICE explanation. So as shown earlier, business travel accounts for approximately 11% of all inbound tourism in 2021. So meeting individual business traveler required to have one-to-one interaction with the business partners in different locations. So somebody from Tata Consultancy Service is holding a business meeting with their counterpart or their business partner in Delhi. And that is part of a meeting and falling under the explanation of MICE tourism. Incentives. Now, what is an incentive? Incentive refers to some good work that you would have done, and to say thank you and put a shoulder and tap your shoulder for good work done, they reward you with a trip that is known as incentive trip, which is offered to, say, for example, top seller of a product from one city or one country, or someone who has excellently done well in the growth of a business from that market, all fall under incentive. That is a job well done, or a reward given to you to motivate you so that you continue doing that and other learn from you, and they also come up with that type of an understanding. So conference, we saw the meeting, we saw the incentive. Now come the word C, that stands for conference or conventions. All are accepted terminology, but generally it is said as conference. So conferences of anything, anything. Conference of cardiologists meeting in Delhi, inviting cardiologists from all over India to come and participate. Conference of some scientists meeting in London for gamma surgery, and so on and so forth. So organizations have annual conference for select delegates. These are theme-based or subject-specific in nature and may have face-to-face interactions about diverse topics such as market, new product, technology, the success story also are put into the conference. Someone says how he or she or how they are successful in a specific market. So a wide range of organizations hold an annual conference and convention which may be attended by hundreds of people, many of whom will need to travel and stay away from home, usually for 2 or 3 nights. And there are few supply chain accommodation in form of such hotels which are referred as a conference hotel. As I mentioned in one of the previous chapters, that those guests go and stay in that hotel for more than 3 to 4 nights and avail that successfully. The alphabet E in the MICE, here it is explained as exposition or exhibitions. What are that? Exhibitions, trade fairs, events that are held to showcase some product. For example, Delhi Art Exhibition, a fashion week held in the major cities of India and the world. Another example, an exhibition of new technology. Textile industry has been developed by China. So all textile manufacturers in India would possibly go to that exhibition in Beijing that's happening in China. And that is counting on the exposition or exhibition. It involves traveling to conferences and exhibition for business trade purposes and large-scale meetings. Many industry organizations may be interested in participating in the trade fairs. So companies pay to have a stall or display at the trade. So some would be going as a trade visitor. Someone would be going there as a buyer. Someone would be exhibiting their product. For example, the textile manufacturing industry from India that has developed a fine technology would be participating by putting up a stand. Someone would go there as a trade buyer, trade visitor, and would interact with all those companies that have developed in particular technology. So basically, this is referring to the exhibition that we are talking about. So VFR, another factor that has to be borne in mind, visiting friends and relatives. So in a culturally diverse and social country like India, people travel with the country for family events, celebration, or just spending a weekend visit. Now, what we mean by celebrations? When we say of celebration, we talk of something where a celebrity find it quite difficult to hold that type of a meeting or a celebration event in the home country because of various gate crashes, because of various mobs coming and creating a law and order situation. They hold such event outside their country. And it happens in a foreign land. Some of the award ceremonies that happen, it's like iftar award that happens always in a foreign land, sometime in Sri Lanka, sometime in Delhi, sometime in Dubai, and sometime in Sri Lanka or South Africa. All that happened because of various reasons, this could be counted as visiting friends and relatives. But basically, VFR refers to meet your friend. Someone has a daughter, a sister working in Dubai, working in Singapore, working in Cairo, and he is just going to meet her. While meeting, they could also take up some of the travel activity. So, typical reason are the family event that may include naming ceremony, weddings, birthdays, and anniversaries and others. So, these are all the component of VFR. And what we offer, people travel for different purposes and reasons. We counted and quite a few of them. This is true for leisure, holidays, business, visiting friends and relatives, and others. So a lot of passengers, you would find traveling from Mumbai to Dubai would be either going to see their brother who is working in Dubai, their mother who is staying with brothers and sisters to meet her, or even your sister, or your to be meeting your possible in-laws who are staying in Dubai. So these are all element of visiting friend and relatives. So in offering the tourism product, we have counted what is needed to be, for example, for meeting, visiting and friends and relatives. There may not be a requirement mostly for hotel because they have a friend or a relative who is staying in Dubai. So possibly they would stay with them. Possibly. Unless they would like no disturbance to themselves, they would select their own hotel. So people traveling for leisure purposes will be more interested in the range of attraction available. And business traveler will be more interested in the conference facilities. How will I find that? Will there be a business center? Will I be able to take photocopies? Will I be able to record my event on a recording room? All that will be part of his concern in business travel. People traveling for friends and relatives, I mentioned, will be less interested in the attractions because they would go and meet their friend and relative and spend quality time discussing and cherishing the good old time that they were together. And now they have met once again. So they will keep discussing that without even going. Sometimes they sit and chat in the VRs and talking about their family life and so on. So all these are part of visiting friends and relatives.